Jr. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An exit poll suggests that Britain's Labour Party is headed for a landslide victory in a parliamentary election. Voters appeared early on Friday to be punishing the governing Conservatives after 14 years of economic and political upheaval. The poll released moments after voting closed indicated that centre-left Labour's leader Keir Starmer will be the country's next prime minister. The historic defeat for the Conservatives leaves the party depleted and in disarray and will likely spark a contest to replace Prime Minister Rishi Sunak as leader. A Russian-born U.S. citizen on Thursday received a 12-and-a-half-year prison sentence for drug trafficking, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A lawyer representing Robert Woodland in Moscow says Woodland has been sentenced to more than a dozen years in prison for attempting to traffic large amounts of illegal drugs. The lawyer says Woodland has mental health issues and that an appeal of the prison sentence is planned. The State Department says it is aware of the case. According to Russian media, Woodland's information matches that of a man now 33 years old who told an interviewer he had gone to Russia to find his birth mother because he had been adopted by an American couple in the mid-1990s. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl rumbled towards the Cayman Islands and Mexico on Thursday after pummeling Jamaica. Winds and rain from Beryl caused floods and widespread power outages, leaving a deadly trail of destruction in several smaller Caribbean islands. Beryl has so far left at least 10 people dead, but that number was widely expected to rise as communications are restored on islands devastated by flooding and powerful winds. This is VOA News. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas made a significant adjustment in its position over a potential hostage release deal with Israel, a senior U.S. administration official said on Thursday, expressing hope it would lead to a pact that would be a step to a permanent ceasefire. Quote, "We've had a breakthrough," the official told reporters on a conference call, adding there were still outstanding issues related to implementation of the agreement, and a deal was not expected to be closed in a period of days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday he's decided to send a delegation to resume stalled negotiations on a hostage deal with Hamas. Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Thursday it was widening its targets a day after the death of one of its most senior commanders killed by Israel during their recent conflict. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Sonic booms rattled nerves for the second day in Beirut and other parts of Lebanon as Israeli jets broke the sound barrier, Lebanese state media reported. Hezbollah said it launched more than 200 rockets and a swarm of drones at 10 Israeli military sites on Thursday. The Israeli military distributed videos it said showed interceptions as well as strikes on Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The hostilities have inflicted a heavy toll on both sides of the frontier, forcing tens of thousands of Lebanese and Israelis to flee their homes.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden went on the radio on Thursday vowing to keep running after a disastrous debate performance raised questions about his readiness, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a radio interview with Andrea Lawful Sanders for The Source on Philadelphia's independently black-owned WURD radio, Biden says the stakes extend beyond his own political prospects.
This is the most important election because the next president of the United States, by the way, is going to be able to appoint at least two more justices in the four-year period, maybe more. Imagine what that does to the Supreme Court.
There's a growing sense that Biden may have just days to make a persuasive case that he's fit for office before Democratic support for him evaporates completely.
Proud of the record, and we just got to keep moving.
The president will campaign in Wisconsin on Friday and sit for an interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos that will air as a primetime special Friday evening. Jennifer King, Washington.
Patrick Bertoletti from the U.S. city of Chicago won his first men's title at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Thursday. Bertoletti won by consuming 58 hot dogs in a tight 10-minute race where the leader bounced back and forth. Earlier, defending champion Miko Sudo of Florida won her 10th title in the women's division with 51 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I'm Joe Ramsey.